Right now, I'd like to introduce you to a couple of people, sisters. And, you know, many people turn to art as an outlet for expression, and that's definitely true of our next guest. Alana Borel is a local artist. She lives with schizophrenia, and her first solo exhibition will be presented at the Centre d'apprentissage parallèle de Montréal. It's called CAP for short. The vernissage is tonight. It actually kicks off in about an hour's time. And she joined me in studio with her sister, Liesl Borel, a little earlier, and here's our conversation. Alana, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And Liesl, good afternoon.
Hi.
Thanks very much for joining us here today. Alana, I want to start with you because tonight is your first solo exhibition. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really happy and excited about it.
You're ready for it. How long have you been working on this?
About a year, 2 years maybe.
So how would you describe your artwork? You've brought in some little samples here for me to see. I see a lot of bold colors. How would you describe it?
Well, we found out it's called Naïf Modern.
Naïf Modern?
Yes.
And I know that you lived in Ethiopia for a while, and that's been a big influence for you. Tell me about your time there.
Well, in Ethiopia, I used to go and visit all the rock churches in Lalibela and other places as well. And I remember, like, dancing at a Hard Luck Cafe, which was a little dance place with all our friends from a school and other people as well.
The colors here are very vibrant. A lot of life here. Tell me a little bit about yourself, because you were diagnosed with schizophrenia at the age of 15.
Yeah, you actually
had to quit school.
Yes.
What was that time in your life like?
Oh, it was really horrible, and I used to cry and scream, and it was a very difficult time for me.
And how has painting helped you deal with that?
Well, it brings out all the emotions and makes me feel happy because I'm choosing nice colors to make other people happy. Yeah.
Liesl, for you, how have you seen your sister change ever since she started painting and artwork?
You know, what's been remarkable with Alana is just experiencing this incredible journey of hers from, you know, us being teenagers and watching her go through, you know, run the gamut of all the harshest symptoms you've seen in movies of this kind of illness. And you really realize that people have to rebuild their lives entirely. And it's a testament to her strength and her courage to watch her. It's really a lifetime in the making, this show. And we've been lucky enough as her family to live in spaces that are decorated with her artwork in our homes. But tonight, to be able to see that in a public space and to know that some of those works are going to make their way into other people's homes is really some kind of magic. So we're incredibly proud. And to watch Alana just face the worst monsters and the most fearful things. I mean, she's seen the devil. She sees people chasing after with guns. She dropped down to 80 pounds because she thought she was being poisoned. I mean, she has been through so much, and yet she perseveres, and yet she continues. And despite these monsters and these fears, the work that she brings us is so beautiful and so joyous. And I don't know how that happens, but it's something that's really a marvel to behold.
Now, this vernissage tonight is being presented at the Centre d'apprentissage parallèle de Montréal, CAP, for short. Why does it stand out amongst other programs in the city?
I think because I like their program there because they do different things there every day. The program I'm on now is expression program. And they do things like sculpture, drawing classes, theater.
I think one of the most distinct things about the CAP, at least for Alana's experience, you know, at some of her previous centers, they were creative and they gave her an outlet and a way to create work that people would buy, like scarves and stained glass windows. But at the CAP, they really believed in her artistic talent. So it was a space where they would now give her big canvases and let her express herself freely and nurture her talent. They really have a mandate to help destigmatize the illness, not just outside in the community, but within those walls. They're incredibly supportive, and they really take the time to nurture Alana and the other people in those programs and bring out their strengths and look at what's working for them.
So they work with you so that you can blossom and improve as well. Mm-hmm. I guess my last question is, in terms of how do you find the healthcare system is set up to support this?
Yeah, you know, Alana has been to centers earlier when she was in more distress and in more immediate need of intervention for psychosis, where the goal is to save lives. And as I was telling you earlier, Alana has lost two of her friends within 6 months of each other, and we lost our aunt. So we know the high cost and the stakes of serious mental illness, and it's important to have support, and it's important to have these intervention clinics that save lives. But people sometimes forget that it's not enough to save a life. You have to build a life. And places like CAP and places like the Atelier des Artisanats de Centreville, which is another place Alana's been, they build confidence, they build skills, they build relationships, they build an entire identity that Alana has that she didn't have before. And she's been ill in 5 different countries. She has never had, we've never seen Alana have this sense of self and this sense of purpose. And that is something that is not a luxury. That is something that if you struggle day to day with a serious illness, that is a life-threatening illness, she needs that. And we are also very aware that we have to keep fighting for these programs, because they are not, you know, they are not luxuries. They are necessities. And we're really, really proud and excited to have her show that to the greater public.
Well, fantastic. So, Liesl, thanks very much for being here. And Alana, I wish you the best of luck with your grand opening, with your first vernissage tonight.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Alana Barrel and her sister Liesl. Alana is an artist that lives with paranoid schizophrenia, and the vernissage tonight is at Le Centre d'apprentissage parallèle de Montréal, le CAP. It's located at 4865 Boulevard Saint-Laurent. I've just tweeted out that information. It's tonight from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock, so I'd encourage you to check it out. Or if you can't make it today, it runs until March 31st.